Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Vince, and today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 15, which is Philemon. The objectives of this lesson are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Philemon. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of Philemon was written, state the purpose for the book of Philemon, write the key verse of the book of Philemon from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Philemon. As introduction, the author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to Philemon, who was a Christian who lived in Colossae. And the purpose was, it was to appeal Onesimus, the runaway slave of Philemon, who had become a believer. The book also serves as a practical example of Christian principles applied to social relationships. It also illustrates the principle of forgiveness and the ministry of intercession. Our key verse is found in chapter 1, verse 10, and the life and ministry principle is this, that Christian principles must be applied to social relationships. The main characters are the Apostle Paul, Onesimus, Philemon, and minor characters mentioned are Apphia, Archippus, Epaphras, Marcus, Demas, Lucas, and Aristarchus. And now for our outline. Now, keep in mind, this is a very short book in the Bible, so it's going to go really quick here. So, first off, we have Roman numeral number 1, which is the introduction. In point A, we have grace, greetings of grace and peace. Point number 1, from Paul and Timothy. And B, to whom it was written. First, it was written to Philemon. 2, Apphia. 3, Archippus. 4, the church in Philemon's home. And then C, we have thanksgiving for 1, love. 2, faith. 3, communication of faith. 4, the refreshing of the saints. In Roman number 2, we have the request. Point A, Paul's personal interest in Onesimus. Point 1, he was a profitable servant. 2, he is now a profitable believer. And B, Paul's plea for Onesimus. Point 1, forgive him for your sake. 2, forgive him for his sake. And 3, forgive him for my sake. Point C, the basis of his request. Point D, confidence in an answer. Then Roman numeral number 3, we have the conclusion. Point A, Paul's proposed visit. And B, greetings. That's it for this chapter. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.